Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaq cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, it is our Thanksgiving Shaqtacular. We will talk about Thanksgiving favorites, moves around the NBA, Marlins making history. We'll get some really weird stories at the Shaqcast news desk. Of course, we're going to get borderline. And with Thanksgiving here, we're going to play a round of a food-related game called Faking It. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer DJ Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal.
I am still the Lord Supreme of all big men until somebody surpasses me. I'm still in charge. When another big man gets the MVP in this league, then I will resign gracefully. I'm like, oh boy, I ain't leaving.
No, you're not.
That raised some eyebrows last week. If you missed the Big Podcast with Shaq, he's Shaquille O'Neal, Rob Jenners, B-Dog Brandon Harper, and I'm John Kincaid. That got people talking this week, which was fun. And it was surprising. Yeah, but it was surprising that got a lot of traction this week. But I think it got a lot more traction that, Shaq's telling the truth.
Bro, you got to stop being surprised that this stuff gets traction.
Literally, they monitor the show to find out.
Yeah, but it's not really traction, though. That's what I'm understanding.
What do you mean?
But,
it is traction.
No, just listen, we expose their secrets.
I'm
with three fabulous guys. And when we speak, they take it and it helps them build their show, build their brand.
They run with it. They definitely run with it.
No, they took off.
I mean, there's a lot.
I had an email from ESPN within, I think, like 2 hours of the show going up.
Yes.
Can we use this?
Can we use this?
Who should we credit?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you know what's crazy? The stuff that's supposed to go viral didn't go. You had the great Michael Irvin to tell a story about
he used to.
That is true.
And nobody picked that up.
That is crazy.
And we had video out with that, too.
Yeah.
We had video up with that.
You're surprised at what, you do get surprised doing this, at the stuff that people run with.
Right.
That what we say, because sometimes we're doing the show. Where we're doing the show, we're not consuming the show.
Right.
You consume it when you put it together, Rob.
I do.
When you consume it, and you sort of can pick things out and decide what's going on. Yeah. But
like even the joke about the flat Earth thing.
Yes.
That went super viral.
Oh my gosh.
Where the hell did that come from?
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
We didn't even think anything of it.
No.
Far as that point.
People, the things that people see as negativity, it goes.
No, it does.
It goes.
It really does.
It's funny.
Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, this is the show for Thanksgiving week. What are you doing, Shaq, for Thanksgiving?
Bahamas.
Oh, really?
Good.
Yep.
Do you ever host?
Host what?
Like the family.
I'm going to do something special with my family this year. You know, I haven't had Thanksgiving with my family probably in about 20 years.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Hold on. Not my kids and the wives and all that. I'm talking about mom and
brothers
and sister.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
you're not going to see mama for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. He is?
Yeah, but I'm going to have two Thanksgivings. I'm going to celebrate one early with her and my brothers and sisters, and we're going to save a seat for my other little sister, and then I'm going to take off, go somewhere. And
you're going to be all sad and alone, though.
Yeah, I know.
Is it though? Every time he goes to the Bahamas, he's so sad
just
and
you
alone.
And your ice pack.
No.
I said, it's going to be just you and an ice pack. Just sitting there enjoying Thanksgiving. Now, remember, there's new guidelines all over the Northeast. No more than 10 people at Thanksgiving.
Are you having Thanksgiving outside?
Not allowed to have more than 10 people at Thanksgiving. And it's funny is they're actually showing you in New Jersey and Philly where they're joking around the people who buy the turkeys that serve 12 to 14 or 14 to 16. It's like you're trying to buy Sudafed. Like, they want to track you.
It's like contraband?
They want to track you. Like, why are you buying a big turkey? How many people are you having over? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And I was like, okay, that's not a real story, but people are running with it. I'm like, they are not tracking you.
Leave me and my turkey alone.
Seriously. Turkey is...
My favorite was eat dinner outside is the big recommendation.
Okay, the thing is, though, do you really believe that, like, coronavirus goes, man, we're staying in here. Let them go eat outside. We're going to get it. We're going to get them when they come back in.
It's pretty damn cold.
I mean, honestly...
You believe the, I saw a stat, so I want to get the numbers as possible. Said 10 million people cases were Friday. By 4 days later, it was up to 11 million. Is that true?
That's what they're saying, yes.
Yeah.
How about
you
this one?
That?
No. No.
It's hard to believe the numbers.
And this is a better one for you. We are now approaching 99.9% survival rate, which to me is absolutely patently absurd.
Rob, do you have any conspiracy music, Rob?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I've got something here. I'm sure I have the X-Files somewhere.
I want to ask a question.
That seems to be the one that is our go-to.
You're about to hear something that... I'm about to say something that hopefully you do not get offended by. I'm just asking questions.
Uh-oh. Okay.
How come every time they report COVID cases in any city, the number is always even? Think about that. 100 cases today. 10,000 cases today.
They're rounded off.
1,500 cases today.
They're rounding it off.
Okay, yeah. Okay. They're all rounded up. Okay, well, I'm just checking.
I mean, I'm guessing they're rounding it off. But why?
There were 9,842
That would be
cases.
The logical answer, but every report that I've seen, the numbers have been even.
Here's what I'm going to say to you. You want a conspiracy theory for you? You know how Georgia, where we are in Atlanta, has been ridiculed since it was the first state to open and everything like that. Check Georgia's number of fatalities, number of hospitalizations and things like that since Georgia reopened and compare it to the states that have been in mortal lockdown. New Jersey, New York, Philly. There's almost no difference. The number of cases in Georgia is almost double. The amount of hospitalizations, the amount of deaths, it's almost exactly even.
I'm going to tell you a state where them numbers are shooting up like crazy, and that's Texas.
Yes.
Oh, they out there in Texas.
No, they're not. Georgia's off the chain.
No, I'm not saying Georgia isn't.
Yeah, but again, it's cases, guys.
I went to Houston. Houston ain't as wide open as Atlanta.
But it's cases.
But it's open.
Put it this way.
It's
Atlanta's,
open.
Atlanta's
yes.
all open. I went to hookah bar. I had to leave.
Why?
Imagine that.
Why?
Wow, it was 700 million people
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, Atlanta been open.
It is open. But what I'm telling you is, let's look at the numbers May, June, July, August, September. Go 5 months. Go 6 months. Go October. Add that in. And look at the comparison of numbers. The states that have been like in the Gestapo mode are not better than ours. All our numbers is cases. We have all these cases. It's strange.
I got a feeling we got another shutdown coming.
Don't tell me that.
No. I'm not saying I want it, but I just got a feeling.
No.
I got a feeling.
No.
I do too.
Shut down.
I got a feeling.
No.
I do too.
First of all, they cannot shut down when today, I think we were running it in our state, I think we were running it around the beds availability for COVID were at like 35%. Why would you be shutting down? Why would you be?
I ain't say we're shutting down today, but.
Yeah, I got a feeling too.
What, January 21st?
I don't
is
know.
That what you're saying?
I'm saying I would not be surprised.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised either. I'm surprised at what people will just blindly accept and say, sure, okay, this is good. This is
like
good.
Fair elections.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
I just don't understand where they get their time from. Oh, we need to shut down 6 weeks. We need
exactly.
to shut down 4 weeks.
By the way, are we not listening to Dr. Fauci?
No.
Are we not listening? Because he's flat. Him and the others are flat out saying, do not shut down. It's not good. Don't shut down Chicago. Don't shut down Philly.
No.
Don't shut down. He's flat out. But we don't. It's like you can't pick and choose when you're listening to the science.
Yes, you can.
No, you got to listen to the science or you got to tune out the science.
That's not who we are.
You can't pick and choose.
No, that's not who we are.
You're right.
I'm going to take the highlights, man.
It's the truth.
I want
the highlights.
I want that, and all the other stuff I'm going to ignore.
There you go.
Do you have a Thanksgiving favorite? Like if you're going to eat dinner.
Fried chicken macaroni.
No, I have favorites.
Favorites.
Wait
Laurel.
A minute. Okay. You're a big mac and cheese guy.
Absolutely. Yes. Baked mac and cheese? Absolutely.
Now, wait a minute. If it's done well, it is exquisite.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's done runny, like there are people who do it runny.
Now, I ain't talking about the stuff you see on TV.
Yeah,
hold on. Runny or gooey? Because I like...
Gooey's fine. I don't want runny, though.
Milky. Okay,
I don't want it. I don't want it like a little river coming off the plate.
No.
But I also don't mind it like a casserole, even.
You can river, you can flow right in the trash.
We have never served mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
No. We have never served mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
Tripping. Oh, wow.
Now, we've done like mashed potatoes and the cranberry sauce
and corn and all that stuff,
but we never did mac and cheese.
You hate turkey?
Yeah, it's too dry, cuz.
Well, you got the wrong turkey,
you got the wrong person.
No, but hold on. Check this out. But hold on. What I do like,
Chef Alex fired.
What I do like with the turkey, right? So let's just say we don't eat it. The leftover turkey, you can make a sandwich the next day.
Yes, turkey sandwich. That's
so day one, it's dry, and then day two, it's moist?
Yes.
Like, man, it doesn't make any sense.
Because you put mayonnaise on it.
You could double mayonnaise sometimes.
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with the mayonnaise on the cold turkey.
I eat in substitution of my turkey, I eat baked chicken, macaroni, and some asparagus.
Okay.
And some dinner rolls.
Okay, do you eat the skin?
Of course.
Of the chicken?
I love it.
Guess what? There's a lot of people who think it's like repulsive that you eat the skin. I love the skin.
You're crazy. Yeah.
I love it.
So you're sitting there peeling off skin all day?
I love it. I'd be eating the skin
First of all, y'all ain't going to tell us how to eat chicken. Y'all going too far now.
Who's us?
I'm just saying.
Who's us?
Crossed the line too far.
Hey.
I love the turkey, and obviously we've had chicken for Thanksgiving too, but I love mac and cheese, and I love collard greens.
B-Dog, stop talking like that.
No.
I love the chicken.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
Why are we back here?
Stop dragging it, B-Dog. Just saying.
That's not what I said.
Stop dragging your conversations when you talk to me, dog.
I like mac and cheese, and I like collard greens. That's exactly what I say.
He's pluralizing words that don't need to be pluralized. It's unbelievable.
That's madness.
It's like the names when I used to be employed in this market.
Oh, well, Keith Brookings.
Asante Samuels. They're like two of them. They had S's to name.
Y'all just can't leave stuff in the past.
Hell no.
We mean the fans.
No chance.
The fans, obviously, is who we're talking about.
Here's why I brought the Thanksgiving sides. They had a survey out this week for Thanksgiving. Favorite side by state. And they had every state's favorite sides.
By the way, stuffing is my favorite.
Okay.
You mean dressing?
No.
Yeah, do you call it stuffing or do you call it dressing?
I want it stuffing because I want it in the bird. So it's stuffing. Dressing is made outside the bird. I want stuffing.
Like the stovetop?
Yeah, stovetop stuffing, which they call stuffing, is actually dressing.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not, stuffing has to be cooked in the bird.
I won't cook.
That's what stuffing
is. I ain't putting nothing in
the
bird's butt.
Yes, it is. That's what the word means.
Stop it, John.
Dressing is
John,
made like
I'm
a casserole.
Yeah, I'm 48 years old. You're not going to change my mental capacity on what stovetop stuffing
is. It's called stovetop stuffing.
That is not stuffing. It's dressing.
See?
Because you don't take the stovetop and shove it in the bird.
It's Cinnabon, not Cinnabon. Cinnabon.
It's Cinnabon.
By the way,
John has gone too far again.
By the way, the audience will speak up on this one big time. Stuffing is cooked in the bird. By the way, Cinnabon announced today to the Wall Street community, they're going to start to sell. You're going to be able to buy just the icing.
For what?
So you can put it on stuff. Like if you had waffles.
Like your wife.
Like pancakes, your wife. Right, Shaq, you might need some of this for Bermuda or the next trip overseas.
Hey, this is going to go so wrong.
Really?
So many different ways.
Why? Yeah, you think it's going to be like social media?
Yeah, you're setting yourself up.
I think it's awesome.
Can you imagine? He's got a gleam in his eye.
Cinnabon.
This is awesome.
Honey, I'll be home later.
10 states, by the way, rank mashed potatoes as their favorite.
Boo!
Seven states, green bean casserole.
Oh, God.
Love a green bean casserole.
Oh, God.
Six different states had rolls or biscuits.
Yep.
Five had stuffing or dressing. Six states, including Georgia, mac and cheese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a couple odd ones. Indiana, deviled eggs.
People do like deviled eggs.
People do like the cold deviled eggs.
I love deviled eggs.
I hate deviled eggs.
Do you?
Yeah, I hate deviled eggs.
I ate three of those half deviled eggs, you know, the deviled eggs.
It's all over.
2 hours later, you're 2 hours later, it's bad.
You're doing the jog?
The
light-footed run?
No, it's gaseous.
Oh,
I don't have to leave my position.
He's clearing the room.
My representation can be known.
Alaska's top side for Thanksgiving.
Buffalo.
Fish.
Hash brown casserole.
See, they don't count. I didn't know they had Thanksgiving in Alaska.
They don't
count.
Yeah. That's our boy Mark Schlereth is going to give you shit about that.
What is it called?
Hash brown casserole.
Hash brown casserole.
They don't count.
Which is really good.
By the way,
is it really?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I've had it.
Oh yes.
Scalloped potatoes. By the way, I love scalloped potatoes.
Oh, I do like some scalloped.
Oh yeah, I love scalloped
potatoes.
That's
good stuff. And then the last one, Arkansas. White gravy.
I bet.
What's it, squirrel gravy?
I bet.
White
they don't
gravy.
Like it. They don't like
bring that brown gravy around here for Thanksgiving. No.
From Jerry Jones to Bill Clinton, they all sharing white gravy.
You can have them.
If you know anyone from Arizona or from Arkansas, their nickname might be white gravy. You know what I mean? Like, jeez.
Well, they may have sampled the dark gravy also.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
White gravy.
You never know.
All right, how much money did James Harden turn down?
Oh, my gosh. Oh my God. $50 million?
But I'm going to tell y'all this, though.
No, you ain't going to tell me nothing. I don't want to hear that shit. Stop it. Man, come on, man. I don't want to hear that.
Wait a minute.
No, man. This stuff getting out of hand.
You should just stay there for a rebuild?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Man, why? 50.
Bro.
50 is why.
But why you stay for a rebuild?
From what he's already, he's making like 46.
I don't care. Okay, but listen, 46 in Texas and 46 in New York is a big
difference. It is different.
No, that I get it. I understand that.
Yes, a truly big difference.
But wait a minute. I mean,
you want to win.
I don't want to be in a rebuild. I don't want to be part of a rebuild. Yeah. I want out if I'm Harden.
But if he wants to win... Is that what's going to happen if you put Harden and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant in the same lineup?
No, they all going to fight against one another on the floor. The other team going to be looking at them like they crazy because two of them take the air out of the basketball.
Yes. They drag games to a halt.
And none of them are better scorers than KD, so KD got to get his.
Yeah. Plus Steve Nash, give me a break. They're going to run all over his ass. They are going to run all over him.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and say it. The D'Antoni system ain't nothing but street ball.
True.
That's all this.
True.
That's all they want to play is street ball. Put it in my hand, dribble between my legs, and you're not going to win like that.
Nope.
No, you're not winning a title
like
that.
Not going to win like that, yeah.
Kobe said it a long time ago.
Not going to win like that.
But what, Shaq, talk about a guy like Nash, though. If he had those three guys in his locker room with no coaching experience.
Nash is a great people person, so he's going to appease them.
Okay.
He's never going to make them mad. He's going to give them what they want, and everybody's going to just have to adjust. And that's how it is when you're working with superstars. I had that power.
Okay.
I'm doing what I want to do, when I want to do it, and I can give a shit if you like it or not. However, what I did also is I still got to piss Kobe off, say something about him, get him to go. Big Shot Bob is in the corner. I got to get it to them. I got to motivate Rick and B-Shaw, because if those guys are – or down when I needed to be up, I would never have four. So it was my job to always keep those guys going. So look, you already know I could have took every shot, have slowed the game down, throw the ball to me every time, try to shoot the double. But no, that's not how you win championships. So him going to New Jersey as much as about him staying with his guy D'Antoni as anything. But I'm not turning down no $50 million.
Big fella, that's all well and good, but let's play a little game. Let's play a little over-under.
Okay.
How many games before we hear in the locker room that Kyrie and Harden get into a fist fight over the ball?
Ten.
Oh.
10 games in?
You're going
in?
10 games in?
Oh, yeah, 10 games in.
Wow, it's going to be like, gosh.
I figured half a season.
NBA season doesn't even really begin until game 40.
Because let me tell you what, we've already seen the faces that Kyrie make when he has to play.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. We've never seen James Harden play off the ball.
Right.
Never.
And KD, we already know he's the number one option, so he's going to get the ball when he wants it and just do what he wants to do. So,
right.
You know, the other two, unless they do the D-Wade, Chris Bosh, LeBron thing and have a conversation, have a heart-to-heart.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah, but Chris Bosh wasn't coming into that room. Look, he didn't have the biggest wiener in the room. He wasn't coming in there as an equal.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was a little different.
And LeBron is unselfish by nature.
Yes. Mm-hmm. LeBron's, to me, one of the things I've been critical from time to time about is the too unselfish.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him be more selfish.
So why does he want to go there?
Because
with all of this on the table, what's the draw?
Why go? So he can be with D'Antoni, so he can play in that BSS.
BS system?
That's Steve Nash, though.
But D'Antoni's the assistant, brother.
Okay.
Yes.
So what, so Steve Nash is going to just be a puppet for his assistant? Figurehead? This is what I want to get to with you.
Why do you think D'Antoni's there?
Because Steve Nash has never been
been a head coach.
And to me, this is destined for failure. I think it could be destined for failure with the two guys that they got.
And this is the system that he wants. That's why you bring the master of that system to be your assistant.
I agree with Big Fella on that because he could have Steve Nash could have almost gone with anybody else.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
He could have went with the Golden State system, but nah, he want to go.
Okay,
with the
I got a money guy who's brilliant. And I still get to make the decisions, but with a ton of guidance. At some point, Steve Nash is going to want to put, look, he's going to want, what does he want him to teach it? And then during games, he's going to let D'Antoni call the shots? Then why the hell are you the head coach?
Well, Phil Jackson used to do that.
He did?
Tex Winters, yeah. Cause,
with Tex?
Yeah, because Tex Winters is the architect of the of
oh,
the
absolutely.
So, like, when everything went wrong with the triangle, Phil would just say something motivational, and Tex would be like, you got a blind pig, and do this, and backdoor cut, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
so,
okay. All right. We'll see what happens. I'm predicting failure.
In that system?
Of the
if
chemistry.
If he turns on that 50 million.
A chemistry failure.
If he turns on that 50 million.
He already did.
If he goes to the Nets, I'm going to have a whole lot to say.
And if he'd like to be a Sixers.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because this is getting out of hand.
Well, I want
when
something.
Hold on. When you say you're going to have a whole lot to say,
I want something creative. You better be creative. If you're going to say something about this, it better be creative.
Okay. No, I'm going to just say, don't call yourself great players if you don't do what the greats before you have done. Period.
Okay.
Period.
All right.
Period.
Looking forward to this one.
What about Chris Paul to the Suns?
I like
well,
it.
Well, he got traded. That's the difference. You can get traded.
Oh, no. I know that. But I'm just saying, what do you think of the move?
What's Chris Paul got left?
And then,
can we stop acting like Chris Paul's a difference maker?
And then, you know, he's older.
Today? He's over.
He's older.
Like, he's over is what I'm saying.
When you're a young, talked-about guy and you can't win on your own and you have to go jump on somebody else's bandwagon, I have a problem with that. I didn't have a problem before, but it's getting
He's over. How many times can you try to glob onto something else to try to find success?
First off, Kincaid, you're disrespectful. Number two.
What is this, show one?
Exactly.
Like, you haven't learned this for 6 years?
Hi, I'm John Kincaid. Nice to meet you. How are you?
He's right, Beto.
He's been globbing
on. Did he not take the Thunder to the playoffs last year?
The playoffs?
You want a cookie for that?
In the NBA?
No.
You just want a cookie for that?
No.
Seriously.
No, I think you have to look at the team where they came from. No one ever thought before he got to there was a playoff team?
Dude, the playoffs.
B-Dog, let it go.
The playoffs.
B-Dog, he had a great.
Come on, y'all.
He had a. Bilo, we're not disrespecting. We're just saying
it's over. He had a great run. It's over. He's at the end of his career.
So he's not going to make any difference with the Suns.
What difference is it going to make them a 44 win team?
Are the Suns going to make the playoffs?
Don't talk about the playoffs in the NBA. Everybody makes the playoffs.
Isn't that the gauge?
Guess what? No, it isn't.
I'm disappointed in you, Bilo.
No, because the NBA said.
I'm disappointed in you, Bilo.
Why?
You call yourself a Laker fan. Now you just ask for the playoffs.
I'm not putting them on the Laker standard. The Lakers are on another standard.
The NBA sends 5 or 6 teams.
If you're not on the championship standard, then what standard are you on?
The NBA puts 5 or 6 teams in the playoffs every year under 500. Don't tell me about, well, playoffs, they made the playoffs.
I'm with John on this.
It's bullsheesh.com. It's making the playoffs. The 7 and 8 seed in most conferences tends to be either 500 or below it.
Every year. Okay. Look, big fella, you're right. I'm a Laker fan. I'm not looking at the Suns through the scope of the Lakers. They're not even on the same tier.
Listen, but when I was with Cleveland and Boston, it was over for me. I wasn't Shaq. I was just another guy.
I used to say that on the air a lot.
I know you did. That's okay, though.
It's all right.
It's all right, though. Listen, the truth never hurts me. But guess what?
Right.
I could truthfully say the only person that had ever beat me was Father Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No human has ever dominated me. No man has ever dominated me.
And that podiatrist who told you to get the foot surgery late.
Yeah, so
when you took like 30 games off.
Well, no, he didn't tell me to get late. I did.
You did. Yeah, he just decided.
Hashtag blame Shaq.
I'll play 50 regular season games and then be dominant in the postseason.
Okay. That's how you do it.
There you go.
What did we think about Drew Holiday to the Bucks?
For three first round picks? Ridiculous.
Somebody's smoking something.
But not three first round picks.
Oh, bro, these kids can't play, John. Just cut it out.
But three first-round picks? And guess what?
These kids can't play. These kids are going to have to take 4 or 5 years to develop.
Wow.
Give me one outstanding guy that's going to make immediate impact. Not good impact. I'm talking immediate impact.
I like Drew.
So do I.
I'm only hearing two names in the first round because, you know, I don't pay attention to that stuff anymore. I'm hearing the Anthony Edwards kids is pretty good. And the other name I heard was LaMelo Ball. So,
well, Anthony Edwards from my church.
Can he play?
And yes, he can. But guess what? Don't expect him to be a. He's not coming. He is not. And I think the young man's very impressive. Holy Spirit School, my parish here in suburban Atlanta. Great young man, Shaq. He's not a build a franchise around him talent.
And that's why you give up three first-round draft picks. That's
but,
my point.
But next
Thank
year
you.
It might not be, though.
Oh, but next year it is. Stop it.
There may be the next Shaq.
No,
the
never.
Next LeBron.
Never.
Well, the next LeBron.
Now, what happens if Giannis doesn't re-sign?
Correct.
What?
Correct.
What happens if he leaves?
If Giannis doesn't re-sign, what do you do? How are you then rebuilding? You're going to be having LaVernon and Shirley at point guard up in Milwaukee.
Is he going to re-sign Giannis?
I don't think he would. Why would you?
If they don't win the title,
they needed to put a lot of stuff around him.
More money. No, they don't. They just need to change the way they play. You can't put that man at the top of the key and expect him to win. You could put 10 shooters around him.
Yeah. Right.
You ain't going to win like that.
Plus, you got Coach Booze in holder.
Anyway, just interesting moves. I'm sure that since we've taped the show that a handful of these have been changed, modified, or made more.
Today's episode brought to you by Clorox. The same way we trust essential workers to care for us, our families trust us to give them a safe and protected home. So when it counts, trust Clorox.
Our community heroes trust Clorox to keep places like hospitals and grocery stores disinfected. So I know I can trust Clorox to provide my home with a safe environment. We use in the name of the O'Neill House to disinfect the high-touch surfaces, like countertops, faucets, and doorknobs. That way I'm safe and my family is safe. When we need that feeling of safety the most.
You know that if you mix 1/3 cup of Clorox regular bleach with a gallon of water, when it's used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces, it kills 99.9% of germs and bacteria. It's awesome. From our kitchen floors to the counters to bathroom tubs to, of course, laundry whites, you can count on Clorox disinfecting products.
Be safe and take care of the people you love the most, because when it counts, trust Clorox.
Did you see what the Marlins did this week?
No, Check. I don't watch baseball.
Okay, well, the Miami Marlins hired Kim Ang, the very first woman to ever be a general manager in the sport of baseball.
And I wish her well.
That's pretty cool.
Continue to bless her.
That's pretty awesome.
But and a woman whose resume, if you closed your eyes and you read everything, well, you can't read the resume if you close your eyes. If you read her resume without her name on top of it, you would say, damn, this person paid their dues. This person's been around winning. This person has been a pivotal part of
I had not heard her name until this week.
And this week, everybody on social media, the minute it came out, was like, great hire. This is amazing. Long overdue and everything. And I'm like, you BS artists didn't know who this woman was 48 hours ago. Now, maybe if you covered baseball, you did. But the people just wanting to get on to social media like, yeah, great. Finally,
That's
a woman GM.
Do.
I know what they do.
And y'all pay attention to
No, them. I know what I pay attention to.
You caught a lot of flack.
Guess what? I pay attention to it
Shaq's
to mock it.
Word.
I pay attention to it to mock it. That's what I do.
Hey, big fella, right quick, going back to basketball, what did you think about the Dennis Schroeder to L.A., to the Lakers?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about it.
That's cool.
Fruit flies.
I mean, he's not a Rondo.
No.
But listen, the kid plays hard. Kid's very talented, so I'm not going
to knock. We may have to replay the Dennis Schroeder phone call that Shaq did to these
the first
Hawks
year of the show.
Offices.
Where he called the Hawks,
yes.
And he said...
Said that I'd gotten crabs.
Dennis Schroeder gave me crabs.
Crabs.
That was
the best.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that? Shaq called the Hawks. The first year of the show.
Saying that he was...
Saying that Dennis Schroeder gave me crabs.
That was a very compelling performance as a...
As a man with crabs,
Shaq. It's almost like you were able to pull.
Channeled his
inner... It's almost
inner...
like you were able to pull from what that would feel like.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I had crabs one time in college.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you or no?
No, I had lobster.
Oh, they were itching that bad, huh?
Oh, gotta
man.
Be, dog.
Let's get out of here. All right, we're done.
Dog had crabs for real.
No, I didn't either. You got that dad joke book somewhere.
Yeah.
On.
For real.
The crab dip.
Damn.
That's unbelievable. All right, fellas, time to go jingle balls to the walls. It's the holiday season here. Why don't you know that we get support in the Big Pod shit kit?
Whoa.
Big pot with what? Hot what?
Butterfly in the sky.
I ain't going high.
Take a look. It's in a book.
A reading rainbow.
I love that song.
I can go anywhere.
By the way, do you know he has one of the three people with the best odds to host Jeopardy?
LeVar Burton.
Oh, is
he's
it?
One
yeah.
of the three people from the sports
That's
books.
Awesome.
Yes.
That he's one of the three people that they say is most likely to get it.
He's so good.
He's good, and he's very much like Alex. He won't steal the show.
Very measured.
Right?
No, but great.
He is good.
I hope he gets it.
All right, fellas, time to go jingle balls to the walls. Support for the Big Podcast with Shaq brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Do you know that Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels? Because if she's unwrapping your package this year, you don't want it looking like a lump of coal. Why don't you clean it up with a revolutionary Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer?
And maybe see a doctor.
Trimming the tree has a whole new meaning this year, thanks to the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Comes with the Lawnmower 3.0 electric trimmer, complete with that advanced skin-safe technology so you don't nick your jingle balls. It's also waterproof so you can use it in the shower. It's a great gift for any guy this year.
The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer, plus their Crop Reviver and Crop Preserver, which keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, sticking. These products, they smell great. It's the season to manscape, guys. Get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, the best gift of all. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. You'll even get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Shaq at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off free shipping with the code Shaq at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code Shaq. Your balls will thank you.
Yes, they will. All right, well, I do have a couple stories real quick before we get to Borderline in this week's game from the Shaq Has News Desk. Oh, big music. Did you see the Jurassic Park gator
that was
on
wild.
Social media this week?
Yes.
Why was it up on its haunches?
Because that's how they walk.
No, I've seen gators walk before on golf courses. I've never seen it up that high. That thing looked like
it's a big ass gator.
That thing looked like a coffee table.
Because he was looking for somebody. He was like, "Yeah, where you at, motherfucker?
You got my money. Yeah.
Oh my
god! Somewhere.
And they
you're
said,
on the golf course.
I don't know if you saw the thing they had on the news about it that said the people on that golf course say people have lost like 14 dogs.
Yeah.
Oh,
cats.
No, really?
Yeah, easily.
Like, but
yeah.
That's a South Florida thing.
Like
they, and this was
like,
in Naples. This
but
was
like
the West
they
Coast,
live
but.
In the they li- like yeah, like it roams the golf course
yeah,
area.
He
and then
ain't
the,
eating grass.
Someone has their yeah, no, thing is, no, but he would hang out in areas where people might even
walk their dog
by and everything. I'm like, can you imagine?
I seen this clip one time. Sorry to cut you off, John.
It's all right.
Where, family was sitting behind the house. They were sitting in the swamp area. And a gator came on the land. Everybody out there sitting and smoking. The gator grabbed the little dog. You should have heard them people screaming.
Oh, no.
Yes, I got to find that.
And it ate the dog.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I do like the Shaq's white people in distress voice.
Oh, my God.
That's very good. So B-Dog can't do African-American voices mocking them, but you're allowed to do mock the white man.
White people in distress is funny.
You're allowed to mock. I'd say, Gerald, that was very shocking.
Geraldine, did you see him take that dog? My goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen anything like that. This is what I thought happened in the inner city.
Whistle for the security. Yes. Whistle for the security.
We have to call Peter immediately.
This is terrible.
Oh, such riveting news.
Exactly.
B-Dog, could you fetch the refreshment, please?
What are you saying? B-Dog's the butler?
No.
What is he, Benson all of a sudden? Now he's Benson?
Oh, boy. Would you fetch us some?
I don't like Pepsi, but I'll take some Shasta.
Yes, exactly.
If you could fetch me a Fanta, I'd feel so
much really good about that. An orange crush.
Just get me a Sierra Mist and a place to lay down. This was the other crazy story of the week was the... the hiker who was rescued after being lost overnight in a whiteout at Mount Rainier National Park was brought back to life after being dead for 45 minutes. 45-year-old
was he frozen?
Michael Konepsky died in the emergency room. They gave him CPR and all different kinds of treatment to try and restart his heart, which finally happened after 45 minutes, and he woke up 2 days later. And he's totally fine.
Excuse me, what's a whiteout?
Snow. A whiteout is when a bunch of white people really intimidate you.
That too, but it's
like
snow.
When you're like you come into a restaurant,
it's like a Nickelback concert,
and we all stand there and we all want your autograph. That's called a whiteout. It's called a whiteout. You're like, get these people away.
It's
from
if
me.
You go to a Chili's, it's a whiteout.
It's a whiteout.
This may sound kind of weird, but I always wanted to be a part in a
blizzard,
avalanche.
No, you don't.
What? Yeah,
no, you don't, because you get turned upside down.
Let me finish. An avalanche with no trees was just all snow.
No, you don't. You'd be buried.
No, I won't.
You're buried, and you won't know up is down. You don't know up is down and down is up.
I'll get up.
How?
Because first of all, I'm going to be laughing. I'm not going to be panicking.
What?
I'm going to be
You're going to be laughing.
Yeah.
The power of laughter.
Hey, he's just talking. Gosh.
No.
Okay. Do you know what an avalanche is?
Yeah.
First of all, it buries you. And snow's heavy.
And not like under a couple of inches of snow, heavy. Like yeah, feet.
It's not like fluffy.
Well, listen, not a big avalanche. It's like a little baby.
Oh, like a baby avalanche.
No such thing as a baby.
We'll just throw a snowball at your feet. And you'll be like, oh.
Shaq, how many times have you probably couldn't in your NBA career. Did you ever go skiing?
No, but I went inner tubing because I used to live in West Germany.
Okay, yeah,
there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Because I'll tell you this much is skiing. Someday I hope to live in an area where I can go skiing again. Because I love to ski.
Really?
Love skiing. Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it. Mm. But skiing in the Northeast bites.
Yeah.
Compared to skiing out in...
It's totally different.
We would go out to Utah, and for around 10 years in a row, I went to Utah every single... right after the Super Bowl. And it was fantastic. Park City, Deer Valley.
No.
Oh, my gosh. It is awesome. You don't like it?
No, I'm not a big skiing guy.
Wow.
No, just not.
I love it. And the kids...
It's a very white people thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't see a lot of black people skiing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah, well.
So why are you speaking for the black community?
I'm not.
Rob?
I'm just saying I have observed.
It's true. Well, number one, black folks as a whole don't like to be that cold.
Yeah, and it is.
Goodpoint.com.
It is balls cold on that mountain, too. It ain't. Yeah.
Goodpoint.com.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, though, when you are. I will, and the people who ski that listen to this podcast, the white people, obviously, is what you're telling me, will tell you, when you're skiing, you're sweating. You sweat.
I can see
it. It might be 30 degrees out, but you work up a sweat. Yeah. Your clothes are wet. When you take them off, your clothes are soaking wet.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Because it's wet.
No, I'm good. I
don't
want to
And then you know what you do, Shaq? We would have the masseuse scheduled to come back to the condo.
The masseuse?
Yes. Because you work muscles skiing that you never work, and then you get the masseuse later. You take a hot shower, or you go in the hot tub, and then the ding-dong comes to the door.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. I am the masseuse.
No! No, you just ruined it.
Oh, no. Yes. Here's your registration, Big Hands Massage. It is I am here. What area would you like to work for? The buttocks or the tox butt?
Is that a clothespin or are you happy to see me?
Hold on, John. You don't discriminate, do you?
Guess what? I'll tell you this.
That Norwegian man really wants to put his hands on.
If I was in pain.
Big Hands Massage.
If I was in pain, like the first, I'll tell you this. First day of skiing,
you're
in such damn pain because it's like sore as hell. I'll take Sven. Sven can have his way with me. He can have his way with me to make me feel better. Yes.
Whoa. Yes. Say that again.
Jesus.
Playoffs.
We'll revisit that next week's borderline.
It's not happening for me. I'll just be sore.
Really?
It'll die off.
Really?
I'll be okay.
Oh, okay.
You don't need to put your hands on me. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, one more story here from the news desk. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't discuss Fight Club.
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to have to stay out of this one.
Oh, for real? New York City sheriffs broke up an unlicensed Fight Club.
I know these people.
Saturday night, finding more than 200 people drinking, smoking, and fighting at the Rumble in the Bronx.
I know these people.
I guess, a company. Rumble in the Bronx CEO Michael Roman was arrested, faces 8 charges of including unlawful assembly and conducting a prohibited combat sport.
Wait a minute. Was this because of COVID gathering?
I don't know.
Or was it because to me, are you talking about consenting?
Deputies also seized 2 illegal guns and a significant amount of marijuana.
Okay, well, that's it. But consenting adults want to fight and then have people pay to watch it?
Yes.
And bet on it?
It's like an underground fight
then
club.
Then why in the hell? Seriously, this is one of those things where I say to myself, stay out of people's damn business.
I agree, John.
Stay out of their business. Grown men deciding to do this, stay out of their damn business.
I went to one of these events. Fabulous.
I would go. I would go. I'll tell you, a fight club. I would absolutely.
Underground in a New York subway at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Rob, you know of my family history. You know that I wouldn't
sorry,
be
you,
that.
You were hosting the fight club.
You know that I would not be
about?
That. That I would not be offended by that. But honestly, I would go.
Okay.
If invited, I would go.
I brought it up though because it threw me. I didn't realize there were still underground fight clubs. Like that was an actual.
Oh yeah, there's underground casinos.
Well, that I know.
You know that, right?
That I know.
And there still
especially
are.
Up in the Northeast.
Yeah, and there still are. Well, now they don't need them as much because they're casinos.
I know, Shaq, you've been in a fight or two in your day. We've seen them on the NBA court. Have anybody else in this room ever been in a fight, like a physical fist fight with somebody?
Yes.
You, John?
I was in one real fit. If you're talking about not during a sporting event, because
no,
I play
just
hockey.
Just a fight.
Because I played hockey and got into some. But yes. And I fought a guy who now is a naval commander.
Did you lose?
I didn't get. I would definitely
yes,
say.
He lost.
I know. That's it.
The hesitation.
I would not have gotten the. I would not have gotten the decision under any circumstance. But I most certainly did not get TKO'd. I most certainly did not get taken out because I did preemptive get him on the ground.
John, just so
this is a street. Did anybody keeping a scorecard? This ain't boxing.
Well, there's no TKO. No, the thing is,
no TKO. No, I didn't get TKO.
I won the fight 49-48. No, I won the fight 49-48.
No decision.
It was a split decision.
Guess what? I had
three homeless people.
I had a bruise right around my one eye, and I had a bruise on like the lower part of my chin. And this guy had marks too. Let's put
it
that way.
Stop.
How about it?
Okay. Give me some music, Rob.
What kind of music?
Yeah, it would have been a no decision. What?
No, I said I would have lost.
To all the fighters out there, this is Shaquille O'Neal. My record is 72-1. And the one fight that I lost, I have no recollection. If you have a recollection of what happened in your fight, and when it comes to bruises and how many strikes you throw, you got your ass whooped, America. John Kincaid remembers the bruises from 30 years ago and the position of the punches and how they were thrown. You got your ass whooped, John. Just say it.
The one key I learned. John? One thing, leg swipe.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I had my right cheek. Oh,
no.
Stop it, John.
No, I said.
John, stop it.
I said I didn't win the fight, but I most certainly did not get my ass kicked. Because I got
scratches.
because I got him on the ground, so I was able to get him on the ground because I knew it was my only chance.
How old were you?
14.
Okay.
14.
All right.
But his last fight,
and the kid you
14.
Were fighting was the same age.
Yeah,
as you?
Same age.
Okay.
Same age.
I stopped fighting around the age of 15.
He's now a naval commander, by the way, though, and I'm not kidding about that story.
You said the age of 15.
Yeah. Mm.
So we're not counting the punches you throw on the NBA court?
That's a scuffle.
That's a scuffle. That's not a
fight. A fight is a fight. Bing, 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 bing. So,
oh, yeah.
So in San Antonio, I would have to leave the Army base to walk through the hood.
Okay.
Every hood. Spanish hood, brotherhood, white people hood. And this was the time that...
Wait a minute.
No, seriously.
You got beat up in the white people hood?
No. But this was a time where...
That's more bullshit than my story.
No, it's not. This is a time where the fight rules start to change. So, brothers, you know, sometimes my parents say, if you can't whoop them, pick up something. And right, B-Dog, have you ever heard
what?
That from your mama? Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like Craig and Debo.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yes. My parents said if somebody's out there bigger than you, pick something up and knock their head off. So
what?
Yeah. So
that's
it went from
horrible
that.
Advice, no, America.
It's not.
How is that bad advice?
So it went from
you would
that,
give that advice
someone
to your
gonna
kid?
Kick your ass and you got no hope?
Day. Yeah, all day every
pick
day.
Pick something up, hit him with it.
So it went from that and then maybe little knives and little chains.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
leather jacket, and then it went to the gunplay, B-Dog.
Oh, boy.
So one day I'm going through the hood and these dudes start tussling and I heard that pew, pew, pew. I said, you know what? I'm done fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place to bow out.
Yeah, that bullet be sliding clear.
And then, like, I knew what a gun was. My dad was in the Army, but I've never actually seen somebody fire it in the street. And them things was, I could hear them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm
done that.
I'll tell you this right now. If a couple of those punches would have connected when you were in the league,
oh, I know.
If somebody would have been, they would have been carrying somebody out on the stretcher.
I know.
Yeah, there were a few.
I wanted to see what happened with the Barkley situation. When he hit me with the ball, I was sizing him up. I could have threw the nuclear first, but I wanted to set him up. So when I threw the left, I lunged too far. See, I should have just threw the left. And then just reacted to what he did. But
your
see,
footwork was terrible.
No.
In that
no,
scuffle.
No, but let,
it was. It was terrible.
I wanted to throw the lunge because I wanted him to duck inside. Because if he would have ducked inside, then I was going to come with that power rock. But he went on the outside. He closed his eyes and got lucky and went on the outside.
But Rock would tell you, you left yourself exposed by trying to make the move. You left yourself exposed.
I did.
Yeah, that's why he got all off center. That's why
right,
all
exactly.
balanced and fell over.
But see.
Then you're counting up the bruises.
But see, with that left jab, I wanted to rock his head back so far. So by the time he came back, it would have been rock-a-bye, baby. I was going to knock his head
night.
Clean off his head.
Good night. I have a feeling your relationship with Charles probably would have been a lot different if the fight went that way.
Yes.
No, it wouldn't.
You don't think so?
If you would have cleaned him up the way you're talking about just now?
No, I wouldn't.
You don't think it would have been?
Shaq, you're crazy.
All right.
No. You're crazy.
No.
If you ever find a story you think we should talk about on the show, you can send it over to thebigpodcastwithshaq@gmail.com.
You know that we love to hook you up, which is why we're proud that support for The Big Podcast with Shaq comes from Pluto TV. If you want to get away from it all, just free yourself with Pluto TV.
Stream thousands of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, that's right, John. Free.
That's good.
No subscription, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels, hit movies, binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and so much more.
So why would anybody be waiting? What are you doing? Download the free Pluto TV app now for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV, and you can start streaming now.
Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
And we will get to this week's edition of
Borderline.
Borderline.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Is that girl going to college?
She better be.
She better be.
She got money saved already, she better be going to college.
She better be going to college.
And granted, she's eight, so we quite haven't gotten that far yet. But,
she better be.
Let's start with Sanjay in this week's edition of Borderline. This is from golf's greatest tradition, the Masters. And here comes some stellar analysis. I'm guessing this is Jim Nance, and I'm not sure who the woman is here, but all right.
I can promise you that opening is not as big as it looks on television.
Oh, my God.
Not that it looks big on television. You're right. In person. Tunnel vision.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, did you hear a little sinister laugh?
Yes, exactly.
One more time.
I can promise you that opening is not as big as it looks on television.
Not that it looks big on television. Right.
See you at the, see you behind the 17th
was
tee
like
box.
Was like Skip in the bushes?
Yes. Like, 2-1-2.
I'll see you behind the 17th tee box later.
Well, the opening's a lot bigger than it looks like on television.
That's
so
good.
Got to thank our man Xavier on Twitter for this
Xavier.
One. It's from Xavier.
Xavier.
Xavier. It's X.
Xavier.
Stop, John, with all this. It's Xavier.
Xavier.
Right, Xavier.
Xavier.
Xavier University.
No, it's not.
Xavier.
Terrible. It's Xavier.
Xavier McDaniels.
I'm on the fence with this one.
It's Xavier.
I've always said Xavier.
It's Xavier.
Because I got a couple of homeboys named Xavier, and we call them Zay. So
it's Xavier.
Xavier. So if we were to say the full name, say Xavier. Zay. Yeah, we call
I've
them Zay.
I've never heard Zay.
It's a Catholic school. The name is Xavier. Z, as a Z. It's pronounced
Xavier.
Then why
isn't it spelled with a Z? Spell with an X.
Well, there's lots of things that are not spelled like correctly. So what do you want to do with that?
Now we got
to
get into grammar and spelling.
Special thanks to our friend Xavier on Twitter for this one from Celebrity Family Feud. This is Stefan Diggs from the Minnesota Vikings.
Stefan.
Stefan Diggs. I've always said Stefan Diggs.
Stefan.
It's Stefan.
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 All right. Well, either way, Jesus Christ.
You're like a little kid, tomato, tomato.
Good. Come on. Remember when we used to do a show? I don't either. All right. Well, this is Stefan, Stefan, Stephine, Stefana. Diggs.
And I got like 6 hours
Kamala
to put this
Harris.
Thing together after that.
Oh, man, I got to do a lot of editing now. All right. Well, this is Diggs from the Vikings on Celebrity Family Feud. I think the question from Harvey here kind of caught him off guard.
Finish this phrase. Leave it what?
In.
Name something specific.
What is that?
Let some in. Specific people.
One more time.
Play it again.
Leave it.
Finish this phrase. Leave it what?
In.
Name something specific. Let some specific people. I got outfits. Is this real? Oh my God.
Leave it in.
Steve Harvey literally will just toss the rules of the show aside.
Hey.
I'm stopping. Let's just put 12
said
seconds.
It so fast.
Oh my God, it was so
I can't
funny.
Believe I didn't catch that live. That
Leave
was funny.
It in. That is so good. Fast. All
Rob,
right.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
That last childish segment we just had, could you put that on Drunk Brothers?
Yes, exactly.
You can't use the words.
The Celebrity Family Feud, if you don't win Fast Money, you're terrible.
Yeah.
You're terrible. You're just saying you can't spell cat if I spot you the C and the A. It's like name a flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like one of them. Chocolate. Oh, chocolate's 49, vanilla's like 48.
Yeah, you gotta be smart about that. Take the next best one.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Or they'll say, name a color and then they hit 4th of July during the summer. Name a color that you associate with the American flag. Hello? Yeah. There's only three right answers.
And white's not even technically a color.
It's not. It's
like,
oh, my gosh.
All right.
Thanks. Rob, take out that one line. There, please. Thank you.
All right. No problem. thanks to Eric at our Gmail. You have to commend news people who don't stop and lose their, you know what, when something goes wrong. Well, that was Megyn Kelly, always the consummate professional. These are from her days on Fox News. She's introducing Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee.
Joining me now, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's the host of Huckabee right here on the Fox News Channel.
By the way, he hosts a show called Huckabee.
Oh, man.
What time is the show on?
Whoa.
Her office.
Are we not watching this?
When we went to the Tonight Show, her office was right across from the green room for Fallon.
Oh, because she was on NBC.
Like in the hallway.
Yeah.
She was at NBC at the time, and so it was literally right there.
Were you
did
creeping?
Did you see her that day?
No, we did not see her that day.
I saw her.
You did not.
Yeah,
I was with you the entire time.
John.
You did not see Megyn Kelly.
Yes, I did. I saw her in the back in the makeup room where you're not permitted.
Well, I would have definitely seen her.
Well, what?
I would definitely have seen her.
Okay.
I would have gone back.
You slide a note under her door or something?
Hey,
steal a piece of her hair? Like, you got a creepy look on your face.
Hey.
All right, thanks to last one here, Milan at our Gmail, for this quick one from William Shatner.
Love
who
him.
Was on
Denny
Hot,
Crane.
He was on Hotboxing with Mike Tyson. I guess Tyson's podcast, he does here on Podcast One. I hope he's talking about boxing here.
Right. I have never had a guy pound my face, pound my body as an adult.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, thanks,
well,
man.
Well, he said as an adult.
As an adult, right.
As a kid, but he did.
Yeah.
Denny
that
Crane.
Opening is not as big as it looks on television.
That's this there week's edition of Borderline.
There we go.
All right, well, look, it's Thanksgiving week.
No whammies. Stop.
Stop on a whammy. Thanksgiving week, so I had to get a food-related game here for us.
Oh, jeez.
This is good.
No, this is a good game.
By the way, people loved the new song last week.
Oh, like the white man wins again?
It was awesome.
Well, we'll see if John can pull out a win here.
I can do it again.
Did you know, by the way, that Supermarket Sweep is back?
I saw it with Grace Jones. Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones.
Wow. I heard him. Oh, you did that on purpose, John.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no, he didn't.
Did.
No, he's
I
just
didn't.
Old.
Wow.
that was Grace Jones.
I love her. By the way, she's funny. She is funny.
Leslie?
Grace
they
Jones.
Must edit her. They must edit her a lot.
B-Dog, you just going to let that slide, B-Dog?
Hey, look.
Everybody just sort of ignored it and moved on.
Get to the game.
All right.
Grace Jones, wow.
You like
Grace Jones. Grace Jones is great.
Yeah,
Leslie
great.
Jones hosts Supermarket Sweep.
Yes.
So they do a game on Supermarket Sweep called Faking It, where I'm going to give you a sample of a product.
Okay.
And you got to guess which of the flavors of this product is fake. Two of them are real. One of them is fake. So, for instance, question number one, which of these Snapple flavors is faking it? Strawberry pineapple lemonade, orange carrot, or harvest boysenberry?
What the heck?
Which of these is fake? Two of these are real.
You get to go first.
One of them's fake.
It's your show.
So Shaq, which of these Snapple flavors is fake?
I used to try to be an investor in Snapple, so I'm a Snapple expert. Harvest boysenberry is
harvest boysenberry is fake, is what Shaq says. Johnny. Strawberry pineapple lemonade, orange carrot, or harvest boysenberry?
Strawberry pineapple lemonade.
All right, well, the correct answer is harvest boysenberry. So that's a point for Shaquille O'Neal.
That's
the fake one. They really make orange carrot Snapple.
Wow, that's crazy.
Ugh. Oh, which is good.
Is it?
What? Oh, my
Ew,
geez, yes.
yuck.
Oh,
so much
yes.
sugar in those.
Which of these Pringles flavors is faking it? A, rotisserie chicken. B, truffle butter. Or C, screaming dill pickle.
Rotisserie chicken.
All right, Johnny's going to say rotisserie chicken is the fake one. What do you think, Shaq? Is it rotisserie chicken, truffle butter, or screaming dill pickle?
I'm going to go with screaming dill pickle.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not going to be a point for either one of you.
Are you kidding me?
Truffle butter is the fake
one. Wow.
Truffle butter is the fake
one. You knew that?
Yeah, I do.
You knew both of those?
They make
like
a screaming dill pickle Pringle.
Yes, and they're like salty. They're like
I don't eat that one.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
They're salty.
Man.
I know I've had them.
Oof. All right, question number three.
They're salty, you know you've had them.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be talking about balls today, do you, big boy?
Oh, that's a good one.
You might want to take that topic off the table.
Yeah.
Might want to take that one off the table.
You're right, I strike it from
there
the tape.
There you go.
Stricken.
Wait.
Stricken from
wait.
The tape. All right, which of these varieties of Coffee Mate creamer is faking it? A, Swiss Miss, B, Snickers, or C, Funfetti? What do you think, Shaq? Which of those Coffee Mate creamer flavors is fake?
This is John's category. He's in the coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, me either. I'm going to go with, I got to guess this one.
And you're black, so you don't drink coffee, right? Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah, I'm going to guess A. I don't even know.
Okay, so Swiss Miss. Is it Swiss Miss, Snickers, or Funfetti?
I'm going to guess Funfetti. I'm
going to say Funfetti. The Coffee Mate creamer that is fake is Swiss Miss.
Oh, wow.
They don't make a Swiss Miss
good
Coffee
job,
Mate
Shaq.
Creamer.
I don't even know what that is.
It's basically hot chocolate.
It's like a cocoa flavor?
Yeah, it's like hot chocolate.
Okay.
Which was also Shaq's name at LSU. Which of these flavors...
That's what all the boys said.
There it is. Which of these flavors of M&M's is faking it? A, candy apple, B, maple walnut, or C, Mexican jalapeno?
I don't believe y'all.
Apple.
I don't believe y'all disrespecting my Latino brothers. Ain't no damn Mexican jalapeno.
Candy. And I say candy apple.
Oh, man.
All right, well, it's going to be another big fat zero for both of you. Maple walnut.
Are you kidding me?
Whoa. M&M allowed Mexican jalapeno
Mexican
M&Ms?
Mexican jalapeno M&Ms.
Oh, somebody need to be fired. Somebody need to be fired, you know.
Uh-oh, cancel culture.
Cancel. Here comes Shaq for M&M
by
Mars.
By the way, do you ever have an urge to eat M&Ms? Like when you see M&M's and you know you could eat like a whole bowl of them.
Yeah.
Get the small pack of the fudge brownie M&M's. You don't need like a lot of them, and it's delicious.
I may try that out.
Fudge brownie M&M's, they're delicious.
I'm confused by what, is it the flavor of fudge brownie?
No,
or there's like a little piece
fudge
of fudge brownie.
Instead of like an almond in the middle, there's fudge brownie.
There's brownies.
Oh, it's chocolate.
Delicious. It is delicious. It is
delicious.
And you
Big fella, what you mean? It's chocolate.
It's chocolate.
No, man.
You're racist.
All right, well, which?
Seriously. Just being racist about M&M's.
Oh.
First it's the Mexican thing, now you don't like chocolate.
No, you don't like the chocolate.
B-Dog saying, why don't you like the chocolate?
Which of these chapsticks flavors is faking it? A, strawberry, B, spearmint, or C, passion fruit? Like this is Shaq gets to go first on this one. Strawberry, spearmint, or passion fruit, which is not a chapsticks flavor.
I buy chapstick every time I go to the store. I've never seen passion fruit.
All right, so Shaq's going to say passion
fruit. I've never seen spearmint.
John's going to say spearmint.
Of course they have spearmint.
Yeah, that's passion fruit. That's a point for Shaquille O'Neal again.
Wow.
So Shaq cleaning up a little bit. It's our
Do you
store.
Find it covers up the things that are on your lip? Using
what?
The chat.
So what is the score? Let's go ahead.
Well, 3-0.
I ain't got nothing on my lips, buddy.
Okay. Which of these varieties?
Nice try.
You're making B-Dog laugh so hard you're going to give him a hernia.
This is good. Yeah, exactly.
Which of these varieties of Duncan Hines cake mix is faking it? A, pink velvet, B, blue marble, or C, orange supreme? This is Kincaid gets to go first. Which is fake? Pink velvet, blue marble, or orange supreme?
Blue marble.
All right, Johnny's saying blue marble. What do you think, Shaq?
I'm not going to be eating no pink velvet cake, but I know who will eat one. Follow your dreams. And get that pink velvet cake.
Here we go, man. You got to stop.
We got like 56, 57 minutes into the show.
You
though.
Must
there
you stop.
Before we took our first
nothing.
Shot.
There you go.
All right, what's your answer?
Pink velvet. Right?
He says
All
pink
right.
velvet.
The point here to John Kincaid, blue marble. Blue That's marble four. Is faking it.
3-1.
3-1 with three to go.
Damn. Here we go. Which of these flavors of Oreos is faking it? A, waffles and syrup, B, Swedish fish, or C, cantaloupe?
But two of them make you throw up. Thinking
I
about
know.
It.
Oh, my God. I know
and
one of them.
And only one of them's fake.
I know one of them because I've seen it
okay.
in the store. But I have to wait for Shaq to answer.
Shaq, which one's fake for the Oreos? Waffles and syrup, Swedish fish, or cantaloupe?
Why don't you do a Swedish fish Oreos? I'm going to go with Swedish fish.
All right, he's going to say Swedish fish.
I'm going to go with cantaloupe.
Johnny climbing back in this game. Yeah,
because I've seen the Swedish
the
fish.
Fake one.
I've seen the Swedish fish in the store.
Waffles and syrup is a real
they made
Oreo.
A Swedish fish Oreo. Yes. Those folks need to be fired.
Yeah,
you guys are into the cancel culture.
It's a little pink. It's like pink frosting in the middle. It's really, really weird. It's yeah.
Biden's been in for 2 weeks, and now we're canceling everybody. It's like a revenge tour.
Oh yeah,
it's like a revenge tour.
That's what you know how it goes sometimes. All right, which one of these ice cream flavors is faking it? A, asparagus.
Oh, my
B, God. Lobster.
Ugh.
C, pear and blue cheese.
What have you white people done to ice cream?
Okay.
Come on, man.
I'm going to say...
Yeah!
I'm going to say lobster.
Lobster is fake. What do you think, Shaq? Which ice cream flavor is faking it? Asparagus, lobster, or pear and blue cheese?
I'm not eating up. I'm on asparagus diet now. It smells like pee. So imagine being on a lactate... Oh. Asparagus diet, smelling like pee and milk. I'm going to go with asparagus.
All right.
He's wrong.
Asparagus.
He's wrong.
Is he?
Yeah, he's wrong.
No, he's right. He gets
he's
fine.
Right.
Yeah,
damn
no,
it.
It's asparagus. Yeah.
Hey.
No, they really have lobster ice cream, and they really have pear and blue cheese ice cream.
No, but real talk, when you eat like asparagus, your pee stinks.
Guess what, though?
Oh, well, yeah.
Do 23andMe. Okay, you do the 23andMe,
the DNA
genealogy
thing?
And yeah. DNA, and you realize there's a genetic marker for it. Not everybody's pee smells with asparagus. It's one of your genetic markers. Whether it tells you whether your pee smells.
What well, next time I see somebody eating asparagus, I'm going to tell them, do 23andMe and let me smell your pee after.
Yeah. Does your pee smell?
So we're going to do an online ancestry test, and then you're going to pee in a cup for me.
Oh, yeah, that's how I found out that I'm Jimmy Buffett's cousin.
Sir, please leave my store.
John, you have a plethora of useless information.
That's how I found out I'm Jimmy Buffett's cousin.
Probably beneficial.
There you go.
All right, last one here. Which of these flavors of Lay's potato chips is faking it? A, Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle. B, banana. Or C, grilled cheese and ketchup.
Okay, it's got to be banana. It has to be banana.
No, who wants grilled cheese and ketchup potato chips?
They're all disgusting.
Oh, God.
I will tell you that Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle is a real flavor of Lay's.
I thought yeah, so who got it right?
And I will tell you that banana... is not.
So I got 4-3. I lost 4-3.
Loses 4-3.
Rob, I'm going to propose a game show, but we really have to be careful with the game show I'm going to propose.
Okay, what you got?
I want to call it, What Has Your People Done?
Okay.
Where
white people screwed it up or black people screwed it up?
No, hold on. Me and B-Dog get to say categories what y'all have done, and then y'all get to say categories what we have done.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It won't make it out of season 1. I'm going to tell you that now. So get ready.
We ride. Up in the morning, life is real. Cause B-Dog got crabs for real. I seen them in the bathroom. They was crawling and they tried to bite me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, if you do have crabs, you can email B-Dog at the...
Don't email me, but you can.
gmail.com, right?
You can find the podcast at Shaq Has on Twitter, at the Big Podcast with Shaq on Instagram.
It's like a fifth grade lunch table today.
That's about right.
This is one of our more funny efforts lately.
All right, and...
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's find some reasons to be thankful this week, everybody.
Please. Yeah, go back for seconds and thirds, please.
Yeah, no, really. Only if you have less than 10 people in your house.
Don't or the or cops you're eating outside.
Don't let the cops breaking in.
All right, Shaquille, have a good one, man.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Love you.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
Hello, everyone. This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski. And I am so excited to bring you the hottest new podcast for the NFL and gaming. Welcome to Jaws Picks, featuring me, Ron Jaworski, and some of the most famous names in sports, music, and entertainment, as I give you my expert analysis and predictions of each and every NFL game. So far this season, my predictions are over 55% correct
against
the spread. That's a pretty good number, folks. And over 67% picking winners straight up. You do not want to miss out on this podcast. Every week, I will tell you who, how, and why each NFL game will be decided. Take the guesswork and stress out of gaming and subscribe to Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. That's Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. Stay safe, take care, and let's make some beer money.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.